Today we have a panel that I would call warriors on the front line of the media wars. And we're going to start with James Harris, who is here. And James is from The Militant. Please help me welcome James Harris.
Actually, I'm from the Militant newspaper, which I write for. I'm also from Pathfinder Press, which has published many of the works and of Malcolm X. And one of the things that, one point I should make, I was kind of surprised to speak at this particular gathering around the on the media and publishing, even though I'm involved in the media and publishing. More, we think of ourselves more as political activists, and I was thinking maybe we were going to get a chance to speak on the one around the U.S. war moves and what is going on around that. But we speak where we have the opportunity to speak. The essential thing that we think is necessary right now in the world today is to begin to talk to the people in this country and around the world who are impressed, who are oppressed, and who are impressed by a class-divided world, working people, people who are black, the third world, the unemployed, and begin to talk to them about the realities that they face in the world today. And that is, tell the truth about what we really confront and what we have to fight. Now, telling the truth is not always the easiest thing to be able to do. It takes a lot of work to be able to tell the truth. It's not just something that comes naturally to you and, you know, flows out of your pen or you're able to put it together. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of organization. It takes courage on the parts of those who try to participate and try to do that. Pathfinder Press, for example, we've been trying to do that since the initiation of Pathfinder Press. One of the ways that we have done that, one of the projects that we've had for many years, is the publication of the works of Malcolm X, starting with one of the first things that we published by Malcolm X, which is this, two speeches by Malcolm X, which we published 2 months after Malcolm's death. In our paper, The Militant, we published Malcolm for years, since the early 60s, since Malcolm became very prominent. Being one of the only papers at that time that was able to do that and did that on a consistent basis. But we not only publish Malcolm X, but we see ourselves as publishing the works and ideas of revolutionaries, working class fighters, people from all over the world who were able to get by through their ideas, through the things that they say, through the things that they try to communicate to the masses of people, can provide tools. Let everybody get arranged here. Can provide tools, can provide ideas, can provide methods and of organizations and concepts that people have to utilize. See, we don't see these books and publications merely as some type of literary exercise that people can be engaged in. Okay, you read this book and it's interesting, and then you put it down and put it back on the shelf. We see these books, papers that we put out, as tools and weapons to be used by working people, the normal, everyday person that can take up, read them, get ideas from them, and then be able to engage in action and activity. That's how we see the works of Malcolm X. That Malcolm X's ideas, the things that he represented, the things that he said, are worthy of study, not just worthy of a great man who had great ideas or a man who, you know, with a great deal of integrity, but a man who should be studied, thought about, looked into. There should be classes on it. And so what we do is we try to get out these works and these ideas in their own words, what they said at their time, what they were trying to communicate. This is the same thing when we're trying to, I just brought samples of things we've done, but the recent thing that we've been able to put out, and that is the speeches by Nelson Mandela in 1990. Nelson Mandela comes to the United States. He makes the biggest presentation to the American people. He speaks on TV. and everybody gets the feel for Nelson Mandela and what he represents. But someplace along the line, you have to be able to study what he said. Now, okay, so, you know, the newspapers, all newspapers, I'm speaking mainly of the bourgeois newspapers, the major newspapers, don't bother to publish what Nelson Mandela says. They write about what they think Nelson Mandela says, and they tell you what they think you should know of what he said. So one of the things that we saw ourselves doing is publishing the actual speeches of Nelson Mandela so that they can be set down with, taken with, studied, seen the demands of what the demands of the ANC are, how the ANC is seeking to use this political space that has opened up in the country to begin to organize the ANC, to organize the revolution that has to take place in Southern Africa. Without doing that, without being able to study that, basically what you're beginning to talk about, what you get reduced to, is rumor. That's it, rumor. What did the man really say? Well, I heard him on TV, he sounded like he said this. What did the man really say? So that's an example of what we try to do and what we see as essential. Another thing that we've seen as essential is one of the things that's happened, the biggest event that's happening in the world today. One that pretends crisis and war for people all over the world, and that's what the U.S. is doing in the Mideast right now. It's tremendous buildup. It's a funny thing the way that this is happening. There's a tremendous buildup. All of a sudden, there's 200,000 troops over there. I mean, they claim they can't build a bridge, and then, you know, all of a sudden there's 200,000 troops over in the Mideast. Then they announced the next day that they're going to send 50,000 more, and then the next day that they're going to send 100,000 more. So at least, you know, stated aim, their stated aims are to go to 350,000 troops. And then one of the things that you can think that you can get the most of, that you can think that you know the most about, this is a really interesting thing to look at. Because every day in the paper, there is vast amounts of information on what is happening right now in the Mideast. Every day, pages and pages and pages of it. Troops are here, how many troops are being sent, and all of that. But I contend that one of the biggest mystifications that occurs from that is that there's so much information with so little analysis to it, so little description of what is going on, that hardly anybody actually ever reads it. When would you have the time to sit down and read it? When would you have the time to sit down and sift through all of the little facts that that appear in here and begin to come to a real analysis about what the United States government is doing, what is actually taking place there? I contend that the only way that you can have to do that, and the only way that people who don't do that professionally, who make a job of doing that, that is people who are involved in the media, get a chance to do that, is if there is a paper that addresses itself to working people, to people who are oppressed, and begins to pull out the facts and ideas, the truth, the reality of what is going on, and places it in the context of their interests, and shows it what our interest is. Where is our interest in this? What is the debate going on? Now, I'll show you something. There is a country, Cuba, voted against what the United States is doing in the UN Security Council. It voted against the moves there. How much do we know about that? It abstained on some votes and voted against other votes. There was a debate, and usually most of the things that take place in the Security Council, I contend, are pretty worthless, but they have a rotating system. So Cuba was on the Security Council at this time. They had a real debate in the Security Council. And in this debate, Cuba, in taking its positions, took positions against what the United States was doing in the U.S. buildup there. And it took, in a very detailed way, began to describe and explain how the United States was utilizing the UN as a fig leaf for its moves, how the United States had, over the years, utilized the UN, violated sanctions against Zimbabwe, South Africa, violated any sanctions that the United Nations had ever set up, and all of a sudden is beginning to utilize them. And also placed in the context of many facts and the real resolutions that that were passed. So this is another thing that they published. On that debate, that discussion that took place, and put it in as handy a form that we can possibly put it in for people to pick up, read, get an assessment so that they can make an assessment as to, and come to a reasoned opinion of what their opinion is. Not just so that they can say that they're against it, because I think a lot of people are against it, but so that you have the facts to begin to build a movement and struggle against it. So that when you're talking to people, you can say, yeah, well, they got, you know, they're going to have 100,000 troops there next week. That's what they said. Well, yeah, they brought that up around the United Nations, but did you know that the U.S. has never paid much attention to the United Nations sanctions before and is utilizing it in its own right now? So that you can take these things as activists, as political activists, take them into the struggles yourself, to utilize them as weapons, to go out and use these ideas that our great teachers have taught us, that they've died for, in trying to develop. That's what Pathfinder Press is about. That's what the militant's about. That's what progressive press in this country should be about. Supplying us with information to begin to make the changes that are necessary to be made in the world today. To do that, I think it takes a certain confidence that people can do it, that they will read them, that they will read them, that they will read these works, that they'll utilize them, and that they'll take them and use them not as just objects of interest, but as weapons in the struggle. And those are some of the major things that we wanted to raise here as part of this discussion.